Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
And he's about to let go on the champ, and Bowtide explodes to the lead, has race three in front, trying to get into the clear to run home now is Tact Haley's Delight. He's a thrill from a minute back, and T-O-N-T-O, but it's Bowtide. Park the Peepers on one of the best we've seen. Bowtide is making a mess of them and comes down in cruise control.
Now on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk harness racing.
Harness Racing time now on Taz Racing Talk, and who better to speak to than the co-development manager of Harness Racing in Tasmania, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Very well, thank you, Shane.
Now, action aplenty with the Australasian Young Drivers' Championship just concluding.
Another excellent effort by Dylan Ford. It's the second time he's competed in this series, last year in Sydney, with the final being at Menangle, the final heat being at Menangle on Inter-Dominion final day. He finished second. This year the series was in New Zealand. Seven heats. Dylan missed out on one because of a low number of acceptors for a race. He went round in six of them. Three placings. He finished fifth in the series, only 4 points behind the second place getter. And it's a real credit to Dylan to be placed second and fifth at his only two appearances in the Australasian Young Drivers Championship.
He certainly had some experience representing Tasmania.
He has, for a boy who's such a young age. And the interesting thing, Shane, is that these young drivers that outdrive their concession claim, we regularly see them go on and gradually increase their number of winners in Tasmania over the ensuing years. And Dylan's right on that path at the moment. I think he's about 19-year-old at the moment, so he's doing a terrific job.
And he's not the only Tasmanian performing well on the mainland at the moment.
Well, we gave Mello Lynn a bit of a mention 2 weeks back, and let's give him another one. Terrific effort by this 5-year-old bred by Mick Maxfield Standardbreds, and now part-owned by Mick and the estate of his late wife Lynn. Was trained in Tassie by Paul Ashwood, now with the Inter-Dominion winning trainer driver Darren Hancock, and of course 2004 is the year that Joe Fess won the Inter-Dominion for Darren. He's got Mello Lynn in Sydney, now had 5 starts up there for 2 wins and a second, and he seems to be improving with every start, and he reached another significant career milestone at Menangle on Saturday night. Mello Lynn, 38 starts, 14 wins, 15 placings, and now $100,828. A couple other Tasmanians, really good runs. Rykoff Lee's third, Blue Pointer fourth, and Blue Pointer steps up to Group 2 class at Menangle on Saturday night. He's drawn Barrier 1 in a field which contains many of the horses that have been around in the Miracle Mile and the Inter-Dominion over the last few months.
Yeah, great performances there, and the promise of more to come, that's for sure. Now, we've got the Young Bloods Challenger coming up again.
We have. It's a new name, 60 Degrees. Same company. Chester's had a change of name for the company, no longer Bullet Consulting, now 60 Degrees, and he's continued his, I think it's about the 15th year that he's been involved in the promotion of young drivers in Tasmania through this series, the Young Bloods Challenge. Classy lineup this year. Dylan Ford, Nicholas Brockman, Matthew Howlett, Taylor Ford. Alex Ashwood is eligible as he's finished well up on the Tasmanian Premiership last season, and he is well in that category again this season. Samantha Freeman, Liana Graham, Braden Howlett, Justin Howlett, Wade Rattray. Starts at Hobart on Sunday the 24th of May, so about 10 days away. Monday the following night at Devonport, and on Sunday the 31st of May at Launceston it concludes. 6 heats, 10 starters and emergency in each. 16 for a win, 12 for second, 9 for third, and then down to 1 for last. This year we're trialling a new concept, 2 lots of heats into a final. And the class of race identified for the heats is for the 3CO and CO non-winners. They'll be combined, so any horse that says 3CO or a 4-year-old and older CO non-winner. And the other series will be for 4-year-old and older C1, C2 horses. And in both series, Tasbred horses will get selected first. It does promise to be another excellent series, and no doubt Dylan Ford will figure prominently in that series.
Yeah, some young stars coming through again, no doubt. Now, last week we had an exciting program of racing in Launceston on Sunday night.
Well, the aforementioned Chester Bullock thought it was very exciting. He got 3 of the 9 winners. He trained all about Alice, Cardinal Speck and Cardinal Art. It's the first time that Chester's ever got a treble. So a terrific effort from that stable based at Riverside. And I know he puts in a lot of hard yards, not only in the training side of things, but also in his role as an ambassador for many trainers, drivers through Botra. Don't think he's involved to quite the level he was there now, but he's still got a major involvement in the Light Harness Association, the Northern Tasmanian Light Harness Association. Terrific to see him get that treble. Rick Duggan drove the 3 of them. Gareth Rattray also got a double. He got that with Salt and Fella and Motu Crusader. Good to see Motu Crusader back in form. 2012, 2013 Tassie Cup and 2014 Easter Cup winner. Back-to-back $10,000 races in the last 2 weeks, being the Elite and the Golden Mile. And he's coming off 30 metres in the Plunkett Family Ascot Gold Cup at Hobart on Sunday. Terrific effort by Something Here too, a four-year-old. First crack at open class, sat in the death and still ran second to Motu Crusader. Deliver the Goods broke a run of 11 outs, $19.40, driven by Matthew Howlett, another of the participants in the Youngblood Series, and 4X Dan. It's an exciting three-year-old colt for Rowan Hillier. Six starts, four wins and two placings. And moving to... where was it now, Shane? I was away last week, so I'm struggling a bit.
Devonport on Monday.
Oh, let's go to Devonport on Monday night. Sorry about that, Shane. As we turn the page, only six races and plenty of action there. Only five were decided in the end, and Nathan Ford was a standout. He won four of the five. What a season it's been for Nathan. Already won the Tassie Cup, the Hobart Pacing Cup and the Devonport Cup this season. Four winners was equal to his career best. He did that at Hobart on the 10th of March 2014 at a new Norfolk Pacing Club Monday night meeting at the TPC. So it's the second time in his career that Nathan has driven four winners. Louis Bullent, Smiling Jeff, Pacific Soul, Master Page were his winners at Devonport. Smiling Jeff, first up third, was followed by the Devonport win. It was a slow time, but it won by 18 metres from Bulldog. Pacific Soul, trained by Nathan, first Tassie win from seven starts, has been consistent. A win and three placings from seven. Master Page turned the luck around a little bit for Jeff Madden. Jeff, unfortunately, was injured just after paying up for the horse. He fell down the stairs outside and suffered a dislocated shoulder. He's on the mend, but he'll probably be out of action for about 6 weeks with that. Master Page had seven trips to the races. This was a three-year-old colt's eighth. Late driving change from Jeff Madden to Nathan Ford. I don't think it would have mattered who was aboard, showing the way the horse won. It was terrific to see that horse win. And he was fourth at his previous start to Baruga Mini, so he certainly was putting the writing on the wall. And Shane, I've actually turned the next page, so I'm up with it now. The Tasmanian Premierships. The drivers, Gareth Rattray, 76. Ricky Duggan, 44. Nathan Ford, 41. Rowan Hillier, 38. Todd Rattray, 37. So still very interesting for second place at title. 26 meetings remaining. So if Gareth can manage to get one winner a meeting, or average one a meeting, he tops the 100 again. A significant achievement. Trainers, Barry Rattray won with Fortino last Sunday to give him 28 winners. Tied for second, Melissa Main, Rowan Hillier, 25, Nathan Ford's on 24, Bonita McKenzie, 23, Zeke Slater, 22. Natalie Emery is the leading female driver with 7 from Taylor, sorry, with 10. Taylor Ford's got 7. Female trainer, 25, Melissa Main, 23, Juanita McKenzie. Junior drivers, Dylan Ford leads with 23, Matthew Howlett, Taylor Ford and Wade Rattray behind him.
And we've got two more exciting cards coming up, Launceston on Friday and then Hobart on Sunday.
Yeah, we sure have seven races at Launceston on Friday night. Sky 2 for the first three, Sky 1 for races 4 to 7. Slight time change as race 4 is now on Sky 1. It was 9:14, it's now 9:10. Tell Me a Story is having its first start in race 1. It's a three-year-old filly trained by Dick Ease. Breeding is Major in Art out of Toy Story, half-sister to Hugo Play, Another Jasper and Other Winners. It was 6th of 9 at the Carrick Trials on the 2nd of May behind Fire Up Brinko. And Hobart on Sunday night, eight races, including the two $20,000 Eldersley Horse Care Sweepstakes Finals. Race 5, Colts and Geldings. Should be a really good contest between Hillview Jake and the Rowan Hillier stablemates Riley Major and Soho Shanghai. And there are other winning chances there. And race 6 is a fillies final. Chickabella, logical favourite for Paul Hill. And, of course, he also trains Hillview Jake, one of the favourites in the Colts and Geldings division. Rod Ashwood stablemate Shadow Blue and She's a Standout, Maybe Dangerous, along with Scorching Safari and Angelina Rainbow. There are three smart three-year-olds on their way through the classes, and they're likely to start at very cramped odds. Jerry's Jet in race one, No Spring Secrets in race two, and Follow the Wind in race four. And it's terrific to see horses of this quality coming through our meetings of the Sunday night, and I'm sure their horses have got prospects of going further in Tasmania in their career. Resurgent Spirit steps up to open class in the $10,000 Plunkett Family Ascot Gold Cup. He'll start off the front mark against Motu Crusader, who is in top form. He's won his last two, and we spoke about the three-year-olds a moment ago, Shane. Four-year-olds, Resurgent Spirit in open class, and also Something Air last week in open class. It's good to see these horses stepping up to that grade at a relatively young age, and Something Air certainly showed the class of the four-year-olds, and Resurgent Spirit's probably been just beating Something Air recently.
Yes, well, there's plenty of action that's been happening in the last couple of weeks, and an action-packed card at Devonport for all the wrong reasons on Monday night, and now it's two tremendous cards to look forward to at the weekend. So thanks for your insights into all that, Kevin. We look forward to joining you again next week.
Thanks again, Shane.
The people, the previews and selections in all three codes. This is Taz Racing Talk.
Two meetings to look forward to in harness racing around the state coming up. Launceston on Friday night, Hobart on Sunday. And the man whose tips have been on fire of late, Jamie Cockshutt, joins us. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, not bad, Shane.
Now, this quaddie on Friday night, first of all, races 4, 5, 6 and 7. The first leg is the claimer.
Yeah, sale quality, mate. Over the last 9 months, he's been, you know, the horse beating all the claimers. He's had some good crashes with horses like Skytower, but Skytower's moved on now, mate. He's a lone run on the back row. You'll get a good run through, and whatever beats him will win, to be honest, Shane. Spot 9 resumes here in the claimer. He did have some good form before going out, and he's got to be a huge query because he did win a couple of free for alls last time in. You've got Raja Wills racing well in, you know, C4, C5, coming into the claimers for the first time. You know, it'll be not without a chance. Watch his chance. Hit the line strongly at Devonport last week. And, you know, got an each way chance to run. Then you've got My Bro's Dreaming. He's got the gate speed to spear to the lead, and, you know, he'll take a bit of running down. But saying that, sale quality should be too good, mate. So we'll go 8, sale quality from numbers 4, 5 and 6, mate.
Second leg is race number 5. We've got Cyril from the Pocket looking to make it 4 from its last 5.
Yeah, he's racing through your best form, Cyril from the Pocket. But he goes back to the 20 metres, so it's going to be a little bit tougher, but he does ping the tapes very well. So I will be going his way. But Hello Good Chance resumed last week. He just didn't look to be comfortable in the run, you know. Like, he was hopping and skipping and doing a few things wrong, but with that run under his belt, he can improve here. Next sound's one of a bit of odds that could give a bit of cheek is he's drawn 6 off the front row, and he can ping the tapes. And if he speared to the lead, he could give a little bit of cheek at, you know, double figure odds. Then you've got the stable, mate, Touchwood Top Star and Touchwood Teak Star. Good luck on them too, mate. Drawn well can give a bit of cheek. That's been included in the multiples, and even old Gavro. Always a handy sit sprinter, can never be left out. We'll go 10-0 from the Pocket, from 11, Hello Good Shanks, then 1, 2, 6 and 8.
Race number 6 is the third leg. I started at the top of the sheet and worked down. I still couldn't find the winner after I got to number 10.
Oh, it's a tough race. I mean, you know, like, it's a very tough race. Just going to lead Smiling Forces way. He's going to follow this season in his past year. He's drawn out the back and just needs to get a bit of luck in the run to get into the race well. And if he does, he'll take plenty of holding out. You've got Kirby L drawing the pole. Just been a little bit disappointing last couple of hours, having good runs, but drawing the pole, if he'll get his chance. Olivia de Geraldstein, at her best, would be very hard to beat in this race, but she's drawn top of the track in 7, so she's going to need a little bit of luck as well. Then you've got View Street, really feisty and Flash Desire, you know, not without chances at good odds. We'll just go 10 Smiling Falls from numbers 1 and 7, mate, Kirby and Olivia de Geraldstein.
And then we get to the last race, and that's no easier.
And you're not wrong. Butchie's Jet, we're going to go his way. He resumed from a lengthy break with a good third behind two very smart customers. He was beaten a long way, and they did get home in a very slippery last quarter, 26-7 by record. If he can run a quarter here in 29, he'll nearly get away with this. Fundamentalist, you know, had plenty of chances, but drawn well and can't be left out. Young Bruiser had his chance at Devonport last week, but, you know, with a similar run, he could be a chance. Major System hasn't had much luck of late, and with a bit of luck tonight, he can run a race at good each way odds. And you've got Lord Cirioli and Small Turner, not really a chance at odds. But we'll go 1 Butcher's Jet from numbers 3, 6 and 7.
Okay, so how have you constructed your quadrilla for Launceston on Friday?
As you know, it's going to be a bit wide open apart from the first thing. We'll go number 8, sale quality 1 out in the first league. Second league, we'll go numbers 1, 2, 6, 8, 10, 11. Third leg, 1, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. Last leg, 1, 3, and 6. $54 flex will give you 50% of the dividend, mate.
And any best bets or value runners on the program?
Really like race 1, Baruga Mini in race 1, number 5, and race 4, number 8, sale quality. Just double them up in a multi, you might end up getting, you know, $253. Race 6, number 10, Smiling Force, will go around the $4 or $5 mark, looks good each way gamble. And race 5, number 6, Next Sound, is a he's, you know, roughly will go around a good double figure odds. It can give a bit of cheeky spear to the lead, mate.
Okay, and then we front up in Hobart on Sunday, or just before we leave. There's 7 races in Launceston Friday night. The first, it's a late start, 7:44, and it finishes at 10:40. So a little bit of a late night there Friday. You can recover on Saturday and then head to Hobart on Sunday. 8 races, the first at 5:18 and the last at 9:14. And race number 5 is the sweepstakes for the 2-year-olds. It's the final for the Colts and Geldings.
Yeah, it is, and it promises to be a very, very good race, Shane. Hillview Gate was super impressive in his heat win over most of his main role was here, but he goes back to the back road on Sunday night, so he's going to need a little bit of luck, but he's going to take plenty of beating despite that back road draw. Riley Major's the one. He's drawn perfectly in 2, and if he's able to bully his way to the lead early in 2, get across the pole marker and gets onto the fence, I think he'll get around safely and not put a rough run in, and if that's the case, he's the one to run down. Pockets of Courage was good last week, but he had the dream run. He just peeled off the back of Hillview Jake and, you know, ran into a couple of metres in a slick 158, but he's drawn in the middle of the track. He's just going to have to do a bit of work in the run, but can win. You've got Origin Cronk, drawn ideally from the pole, can run a race at double-figure odds. Soe Shanghai, stablemate of Riley Majors, drawn out the back, going to have his work cut out the win, but he's a must for the multiples. And there's a horse called Rockin' and Runnin'. It was a very good run in his heat. Got checked at the start, probably lost 30, 40 metres, and you know, finished up being beaten 3 or 4 metres. Albeit in a slow mile rate of 2.5. But if he goes, you know, goes away with him tonight, and with any luck in the run, can run a race at, you know, double-figure odds. But we'll go 2 Riley Major from 10 Hillview Jake for numbers 1, 4, 5 and 12.
And number 12 there, just jotting that one down for 4th. So then we move to race number 6. It's the Plunkett Family Ascot Gold Cup. And this is a very interesting affair. Motu Crusader couldn't have been more impressive winning last time out, but gives them a 30-metre start.
Yeah, he looks like he's just about back to his best Motu Crusader, which is credit to his trainer. You know, he's been a long time coming, but he's just about there, and you know, you said 30 metres, mate. It's only a month ago he's off 40 metres in the heat of the Easter Cup in the final. So he's not badly placed off 30 metres. He'll make that ground up quickly, and he's clearly the one to beat, Shane, in my eyes. Now back, Mac. He was scratched last week. I don't know why, but as long as there's no major issue there, he resumes into this race off the front line. If he's kept safe, he's going to give plenty of cheek. You've got the Resurgent Spirit, as we know, has been a superstar young horse, 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old. He's taken the big boys for the first time here from the Taste, but he has tried okay. So if he happened to ping the lead and lobbed in the first couple, he'll take plenty of running down because he's as tough as they come. Arloser Express, you know, he's well suited off the front mark as well and can give a bit of cheeky tries. Then you've got the different Vanderbilt who's not about winning claims. But we'll go 8 Motor Crusader from numbers 2, 4, and 5.
Okay, then we've got the third leg. It's the 2-year-old sweepstakes final for the fillies. Chickabella's won its last 3.
Yeah, great. It's racing in great form too, Shane. It's a credit to his trainer, Paul Hill, who also trains one of the favourites in the Colts and Geldings division, Hillview Jake. She's drawn 6, but I'm sure they'll push for it early, and she'll either find the top or lob in the breeze. And she sat park last week to win the last fortnight to win the prelude of this race and proved too strong, so she's clearly won the boot here. She's a standout as favourite in that race, but I think she'll go a lot better Sunday night off the back row. She's a lone runner, so she'll get a good run through, and she's sure to be hitting the line strongly. Shadow Blue was quite impressive in her debut run, ran around second to Chickabella, but she did have the dream run just in behind him, but did finish the race off well and has a good each-way place chance. And you've got Scorched Safari and Angelina Rainbow. Probably not up to winning this, but a legitimate good place chances. But we'll go 6 Chickabella from numbers 2 and 8. Shadow Blue and she's a standout.
And the last for the C2, C3 runners, Scruffy Jake, a recent winner, starting from out wide on the track in the 5.
Yeah, tricky race this one, mate. Original Art was back for plenty last start and got run down in the concluding stages. If he spears to the lead tonight, and as long as, you know, he don't kick away too early, he's going to take plenty of running down Original Art on the last run. The crew runner's Metro Digby. He hasn't had a run for a while, but when he's good, he's good. When he's bad, he's bad. So if the right one turns up, he's clearly the one to beat. And if he does, he could be just too good for him. You mentioned Scruffy Jake, been racing very well of late. You've got a good each way chance, just needs a little bit of luck on the wide draw. As is Godfrey's a Rebel, who's been hitting the line strongly in, you know, probably slightly harder races than this. Then you've got Lick Your Lips, always a chance for the Royal Run. He's just been struggling of late. And even Tango Terrific, the pole mark, is going to go around at, you know, 25-30-1. You've got a bit of go through, and if you happen to hold the leaders back or even the lead, can give a bit of cheek. But we'll go three original one for numbers 2, 5, and 6.
How much do we need to spend to snare this quadrilla on Sunday?
We'll have a couple of qualities, Shane. First thing, we'll go 2 and 10. We'll have one with just Riley Major, he'll be Jake in the first leg. Secondly, we'll go numbers 2, 4, 5, and 8. Thirdly, we'll go Chickabella one out. Lastly, we'll go numbers 2, 3, 5, and 6. $32 will give you 100% of the dividend. Then we'll have another one, just in case there's an upset in the first leg of the quaddy. We'll go numbers 1, 4, and 5, into 2, 4, 5, and 8, into 6, into 2, 3, 5, and 6. $24 will give you 50% of the dividend, mate.
And no doubt you've got a best bet or two for us and a couple of value runners to enable us to load up for the week.
There's a couple of roughies. They're all in the same. They're both in the same race. In the Eldersley Horsehair sweepstakes final for the two Alcalson geldings, they're Origin Croc number 1 and number 5 Rockin' and Running. I reckon they'll go around the $15, $20 mark, and they're worth both of them having a five each ways on them both, mate. Race 7, number 2, Shadow Blue. You know, she's going to find it hard to beat Chickabella, but she should strip filler for her first run and has a good each-way chance around the $6 to $8 mark. And for the punters, there's three horses going around in races 1, 2 and 4 that will just win. Jerry's Jet in race 1, No Swing Secrets in race 2 and Follow the Wind in race 4. So if they have a three-leg multi bet or a three-leg all-up win bet, you know, that's the best way to go. But they're not going to give flash odds, mate. They'll all go around the $1.30, $1.50 mark, the three of them.
Okay, short but sweet, but that's the way to go at Hobart on Sunday night. So thanks for your thoughts again today, Jamie.
Thanks for your time, mate.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.